What is the significance of the word first in our convention theme, Keep Seeking First God's Kingdom? And what will help us to maintain our sharp spiritual focus? Please listen intently to the following six-part symposium entitled, What Must Be Kept in Second Place? Each speaker will introduce the next. Brother George Compton from the Grand Prairie Crystal Ridge Congregation will start us off with the talk, What Must Be Kept in Second Place? Recreation.
So do you enjoy watching sports once in a while? Well, many of us do. Now, whether it's called maybe a tournament or playoffs or something else, can you think of something that all sporting competitions have in common? Well, they start off with many different teams or many different individuals, depending on the sport, all competing. But when it's finished, only one of them can win. Only one can finish in first place. Would you agree that, in a sense, our lives can often be like that? We often seem to have many different things, many different activities that always seem to be competing for our time and our attention. If it were to come down to a literal competition between these things, what would be the one thing that would win in your life? Or what would finish in first place? What would be the top priority, would be another way to put that, in your life? Well, Jesus made very clear what our top priority should be at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Please turn to our theme scripture here with me, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. He says there, "Keep on then seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you." So Jesus stated there very plainly that our priority in life should be seeking the kingdom. In saying, seek first the kingdom, Jesus implied that other things would rightly have a place in our life, but they must come second to the kingdom. Only one pursuit, kingdom interests, was to come first in our life. This symposium will consider six examples of things that we want to keep in second place. And in each case, we're going to consider two questions together. Number one is, why does this matter rightly have a place in our life? And number two, how can we keep it in its proper place? So we'll begin with the topic of recreation. So question number one, then, why does recreation rightly have a place in our life? Well, to help us to answer that, please turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11. And this verse reveals something to us here about Jehovah, about his qualities and his personality. That's 1 Timothy 1 and 11. It says, "According to the glorious good news of the happy God with which I was entrusted." So do you notice what that reveals to us about Jehovah there? It describes him as the happy God. So as the happy God, Jehovah wants us not only to live, but also to enjoy our lives, to be happy like he is. And one thing that contributes to our joy and happiness is balanced recreation. Now, just as food preferences may vary from one person to another, so do our tastes in recreation. So what kind of things do you enjoy? What kind of recreation do you partake in? Well, some of us enjoy active forms of recreation, such as getting involved in playing sports, exploring nature, pursuing hobbies, or caring for pets. Others prefer more passive activities, such as reading, watching television, exploring the internet, listening to music, or simply resting. Whatever it is that you enjoy for recreation, what effect does it have on you? Well, when it's kept in its proper place, wholesome recreation can refresh us, and it can actually energize us to continue pursuing kingdom interests first place in our lives. So question number one was, why does recreation rightly have a place in our life? Well, it's because Jehovah wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy life, and he knows that wholesome recreation can refresh us, and it can energize us to continue pursuing kingdom interests first. So now let's consider question number two. how can we keep recreation in its proper place? Well, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 helps us to answer that. So please turn to this verse with me. It's 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. And it reads here, "In fact, to this course you were called, because even Christ suffered for you, leaving a model for you to follow his steps closely." So it tells us there that Jesus is our model. We want to follow his steps closely in our lives. In other words, we want to follow the example that Jesus set. So now, thinking of recreation, what type of example did Jesus set for us there? Well, let's read Mark chapter 6 and verse 31 to answer that. Mark chapter 6 and verse 31. It reads, "And he said to them, 'Come, you yourselves, privately, into an isolated place, and rest up a little. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure time even to eat a meal.'" So here, Jesus was actually recommending to his disciples that they rest up a little, that they take some time, some leisure time, and have some recreation among themselves. That's because they worked very hard in the preaching work. But this is helping us see that Jesus was not a workaholic. He appreciated the value of recreation. On various occasions, the scriptures show us that Jesus even accepted invitations to social events, including wedding feasts. And that helps us to see that he did appreciate the value of recreation and leisure time. But at the same time, Jesus never allowed recreation to overshadow spiritual interests. And that can be seen by something he said in John chapter 4 and verse 34. Please turn there with me, John 4. And verse 34 reads, "Jesus said to them, 'My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.'" So Jesus here tells us that doing Jehovah's will was like food for him. So he recognized that recreation should be like the seasoning in life, but doing Jehovah's will and seeking kingdom interests was the main course. That was what was like food for him. So he appreciated the value of leisure time and recreation, but he rested in order to be able to continue working. He kept kingdom interests first place in his life. Now, have you ever given any thought to what kind of recreation Jesus may have enjoyed? Well, one thing the scriptures do reveal is that Jesus appreciated animals. He keenly observed them and often mentioned them in his illustrations. For example, at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 26, he used an illustration that he started off by saying, "Observe intently the birds of heaven." So that's something that Jesus must have spent some time doing himself in order to be able to come up with that illustration. In other scriptures, he encouraged the kind treatment of animals as well. But he didn't advise people to lavish excessive affection on animals, perhaps pets, maybe even making those the focus of their lives. Jesus knew that people have far greater value. The whole focus of Jesus' life was preaching the good news of the kingdom and helping people. So he didn't allow recreation to become his focus. He viewed it as the seasoning in his life, not the main course. So question two was, how can we keep recreation in its proper place? Well, we do so by following the example of Jesus. He appreciated the value of recreation, but as Jesus' followers, we're careful, like he was, not to allow recreation to become the most important thing in our lives. And it's very commendable, brothers and sisters, that that is what many are already doing. And to help us to do that, to keep recreation in second place, we should regularly ask ourselves a couple of important questions. Do I avoid letting recreation interfere with time I have set aside for Christian meetings and field service? Do I make sure that my recreation does not leave me exhausted with little or no energy left for spiritual activities? Well, keeping questions like these in mind and asking them to ourselves regularly can really help us to keep recreation in its proper place. And really our goal is to maintain a balanced view of recreation. We know that Jehovah wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy our life, and he wants us to enjoy our service to him. And he knows that wholesome recreation can add to our joy. It can add to our happiness, and it can refresh us to keep going in our service to him. If we keep recreation in second place by giving priority to kingdom interests, we'll actually enjoy our recreation even more. And that's because we'll be applying what we learn at Philippians chapter 1 and verse 10. Please turn there with me. Philippians chapter 1. And we'll look at just the very first part of verse 10. It tells us here that you may make sure of the more important things. So I'm sure you would agree, brothers and sisters, that each one of us have many important things in our lives, and we want to make sure of the more important things it says there. So all of these important things that are always competing for our time, competing for our energy, take up our time and focus. But if we keep recreation as one of those important things in second place, then we will actually enjoy our periods of relaxation even more. That's because we will have the satisfaction of knowing that we have cared for those more important things first.